You're listening to SBS News.
The Australian Human Rights Commission defines sexual harassment as any unwanted or unwelcome sexual behaviour which makes a person feel offended, humiliated or intimidated. And a new report by the Commission shows the number of sexual harassment cases in the workplace has risen exponentially over the last 6 years. Of over 10,000 Australians surveyed between April and June this year, almost 2 in 5 women and 1 in 4 men reported experiencing sexual harassment at work. Sex Discrimination Commissioner Kate Jenkins says the difference from the last survey in 2012 is worrying.
The findings show us concerningly that 1 in 3 Australians have experienced sexual harassment in the last 5 years, which is a significant increase on our last survey, which told us that 1 in 5 Australians had experienced sexual harassment. So we should be concerned, but we also should be positive that this is a good time to act and to change this story.
The report has found people from marginalised groups experience higher rates of sexual harassment in the workplace than others. People in the LGBTIQ plus community were more likely to face sexual harassment than people identifying as straight, 52% compared with 31%. More than half of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people said they have been sexually harassed at work, whereas only 1/3 of non-Indigenous people said they have. And people with a disability are also more likely than those without a disability, 44% compared with 32%. The survey also found young Australians are the most likely age group to be sexually harassed at work, with almost half between ages 18 and 29 reporting cases. Commissioner Jenkins says there is a common theme in the results.
I do think this report tells us that sexual harassment is less about sex and more about power and the abuse of power. So I think those results tell us that particularly those high rates of sexual harassment of young people, people who might be in their first job, who might not yet be in secure employment, certainly not senior people. And similarly with the LGBTI community, people with disabilities and Aboriginal and Torres Strait Island people, they're people who experience discrimination and might already be vulnerable.
For the first time, the survey results also provide industry-specific data. The number of cases was notably high in the information, media and telecommunications industry, with 81% saying they have experienced some form of sexual harassment in the last 5 years. The numbers were also high in the arts and recreation services, the electricity, gas, water and waste services, and the retail trade sector. But Commissioner Jenkins says the results reveal formal reporting of workplace sexual harassment remains low.
We, consistent with previous surveys, found that only 1 in 5 people complain or report about sexual harassment when it occurs. And that includes bystanders or people who see it occur. We noticed a drop in those people intervening. So if you saw something that was inappropriate, in the past, 1 in 2 people would have spoken up or spoken to the person. This survey shows us that it's dropped to 1 in 3 people.
Victoria legal aid lawyer Melanie Schleiger works with people who have experienced sexual harassment in the workplace. She says there is an inherent problem with the complaint system.
We regularly see people who choose not to make a complaint because they want to put the incident behind them, or they're suffering from psychological damage from the harassment, or they're worried about their reputation and the effect that a complaint will have on their careers. And this is what we see as a major flaw with the current legal system, that it relies entirely on victims of sexual harassment to enforce the law by making complaints.
If someone is experiencing sexual harassment at work, there are a range of ways to take action. The person can either confront the harasser, make an internal complaint, or make a complaint to the local Human Rights Commission or even the Federal Human Rights Commission. If the situation is still not resolved, the matter can be brought before the courts. But Ms. Schlager says there is too much onus on the person who is being sexually harassed.
There needs to be an agency that can prosecute employers when they fail to comply with their obligations under discrimination law. So if a workplace is failing to address sexual harassment, then it needs to be held to account, and the appropriate agency to do that is a state body like the Australian Human Rights Commission, that's empowered to take that employer to court and hold them to account.
The Human Rights Commission's world first national inquiry into sexual harassment in Australian workplaces will begin public consultations later this month. A report on the inquiry's findings will be released in the second half of next year. Kate Jenkins says she hopes it will lead to lasting change.
The task of that inquiry is to find new solutions and better mechanisms to prevent sexual harassment. So I will be exploring in great detail and particularly looking for examples of good practice, both in Australia and across the world, on what is done to create better workplaces that are more respectful. I know employers are really interested in understanding what they need to do because there is no desire for this to continue and for these results to continue at the rate that they are.
Tara Cozzoletto, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.